Hi, this is Mike Fisher, Curriculum 21 faculty member, and I am in downtown Buffalo, New York this morning on Saturday, April the 9th. I'm working with a group of teacher leaders as we explore the Common Core implementation for New York State. And we are looking at a document that is page 7 in the Common Core Standards for English Language Arts and Literacy. And the document is called Students Who Are College and Career Ready in Reading, Writing, Speaking, Listening, and Language. We're using this document to talk about the 21st century student. And I'm going to let the teacher leaders in here tell you about what they're getting out of this document, what they're going to give you a summary of what they have discovered. So starting with this group.
Okay, a 21st century learner will be eager to obtain knowledge, communicate and articulate ideas, and be understanding of other cultures while owning their education.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, next group.
A 21st century learner will be diligent, articulate, multifaceted self-learner that will learn to do research-based questioning and critique.
Okay, excellent. Performance-based learning.
In their quest to be the best learner, they are proficient in accepting multiple views and can critique validity using a wide range of sources.
Okay.
The 21st century student is able to understand and evaluate evidence from diverse sources in order to construct ideas and effectively communicate knowledge.
Okay.
The word we feel defines the 21st century student as one who is discerning because it is the outward evidence of the habits of mind necessary for being college and career ready.
Okay, did you hear that, Ben Akalik? Habits of mind just came up.
The 21st century student, it engages and is knowledgeable with communication written orally and technologically.
Excellent. Instructional targets.
A 21st century learner is a self-directed learner with a wide knowledge base who can adapt, critique, and vicariously inhabit worlds much different than their own.
Okay, excellent. And a lot of these are going to come up in the discussion that we have next. On the 21st century learner as we talk about some of the elements of 21st century skills from the Partnership for 21st Century Skills at p21.org. We're already hearing some of these things in the group being identified as the skills that are necessary for the 21st century learner, including communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creative problem solving. We also heard about instructional targets, habits of mind from Ben Akalik and Art Costa's work. And we're going to continue that conversation, but I wanted to share with you a snapshot of what we're talking about when we are looking at how these Common Core standards are going to play out for our students and in instructional design and practice. Again, this is Mike Fisher from the Curriculum 21 faculty. Thank you for joining us.